This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agius argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Jerome Corsi returns. We're going to find out how long it's been since he's been on this show. He might not even remember it. We'll find out. But Earth Muffins of the world, beware. Be very wary, because if your view is that there is anthropomorphic global warming and climate change, that is man-caused, you're going to be in for maybe a rough ride, but a ride that's important so that you don't fall prey to the propaganda that would enslave you to a communist agenda where you will own nothing and like it. Now, anybody that's lived through real communism or real socialism will tell you your ideas are pharmaceutical fantasies about why you would want that. Why would you would want a Klaus Schwab telling you you can't own anything and that you have to stay in your home, or a Fauci or anybody else that's a megalomaniac within a centralized bureaucracy? Our founding fathers warned us in the United States of America that we should never, never, never trust people to be good, or good people to go in and remain good, because government with power or absolute power would corrupt absolutely. And so they limited government. But now we've got a government unhinged that are basically promoting agendas like last hour we talked about the COVID agenda, teaching children that breathing will kill their grandma. How does everybody not see this as a Luciferian agenda? This is not of God. This is of a deranged lunatic men that want to control you, that want to own you. And that's not what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, we've got a lot of upcoming events that we'd love you to participate in. And if you go to the upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com, there's some good ones coming up. Talking about empowering you to get well and stay well with our friends at Nutritional Frontiers, August 6th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'll be there with some of my good friends, including Dr. Tracy Strout, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Len Brankowitz, and, of course, Jamie Dorley. That's coming up the 6th of August, a Saturday event in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We've got other events coming up I'll talk to you about a little bit later. Also, I want to say after the show today, we get a little bit of a break. We get a bonus round, and then we've got our AMA, our monthly AMA. That's an Ask Me Anything. You can ask Super Don anything as well. And that's for our patron supporters. And you have time. Sign up for as little as $5 a month. You could say thanks for all the work that Super Don does primarily. I just show up and talk. I don't really do much. But for Super Don, yes, be part of this AMA by Zoom. And we get to interact and see one another. And it's a lot of fun. And that'll happen today at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. So there's a lot more I want to tell you about, including the extension of the Pure Body Extra, the Clean Zeolite Colloidal Suspension. It's been extended, the $5 deal, until the 31st of July. So thank you, because some of you missed it. I don't know. You're acting slow. Come on. Quicken it up. Get the $5 deal. We'll talk about it a little bit later as well. Right now, I want to talk about this new book. I'm only on page 247, but I only got it this morning, so I had to really read fast. But it's fantastic. I was like, you know, as much as you heard me how interested I was in the subject I was talking with Dr. Kevin Stillwagon last hour, equally just engaged in some of the stuff we've been talking about here. In fact, it brought to mind some of the things that we learned about from my good friend, dearly departed friend Liam Sheff, and his book, Official Stories, about many of the lies that we've been told over the centuries that are now official stories that are there to protect the officials, that are not rooted in sound science, including Darwinism, which doesn't really explain the reality of how we got here. Darwinism is actually dead. Now, what about climate change? What about global warming? What about, well, the idea that the energy coming from the Earth is finite in a seemingly infinite universe where the sun keeps going? Well, until one day, I don't know when, but until then, what does it mean to say that man, because he's breathing, or cows are passing gas, we're all going to die because the temperature of the Earth is going up because of extra carbon dioxide? Talk to my plants outside. Talk to my garden. They love carbon dioxide. You want to grow more food, you need more carbon dioxide. You want to feed the people. Oh, wait, but there are people that don't want to feed people. There are people that want to eliminate people. There are globalist population reductionists, eugenicists, that want to see the end of billions of you. And I say, for those eugenicists, for those population reductionists, you know what? You have the option to take yourself out of the life chain. And I'm not endorsing suicide. That's not what I'm saying. But if you're so hell-bent on killing people, take yourself out before you harm others. And then you can say, I did a great service to humanity. I saved the earth by taking myself out. I know that's a strange thing to say, but take it with the spirit with which I'm saying it. These people are all about volunteering you to die. But when it comes to, no, they're going to have their special place, and you're going to be making their shoes if you survive. Unless you, like the foundations of America, say, no, kings, queens, emperors, globalists, elitists, we do not bow down to you. We will not run. We will reload. And your lies about global warming, a.k.a. climate change being caused by man, are now going to be put to rest, thanks to Jerome Corsi and his new book. It's a long title. The Truth About Energy, Global Warming, and Climate Change: Exposing Climate Lies in an Age of Disinformation. Welcome back, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Jerry, it's been a while. You know, your first time or last time on this show was back in 2008, in August.
Wow. Wow, yeah. It's been a long time.
Well, welcome.
But you did a great introduction. I really appreciate that. That was a great introduction.
Well, and I apologize. I couldn't finish your book in one day, but I'm trying.
Well, I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, I just got it. I got my copy yesterday. It's in the stores, getting in the stores. Yeah. I mean, the supply chain problems have made it a nightmare, but we're getting them in the stores. And,
excellent.
I'm really glad to be back with you. I mean, most recently, I took a couple of years and kind of readjusted my life after the Mueller investigation. You know, they wanted to imprison me because I wouldn't lie to make their case against Donald Trump. They offered me a plea deal. I rejected it. They never indicted me. It's a nightmare. But now I've decided I'm going to spend the rest of the time God gives me on earth to be writing books and doing it much more full time. So this is a more comprehensive book. It's, you know, it's a 400-page book.
Yeah.
And I really try to go thoroughly through the issue here of global warming and climate change and the science as well as the politics. You're exactly right. I mean, the movement after World War II of the Malthusians is what started this whole, you know, we're running out. We had basically Paul Ehrlich, the population bomb. There's too many people. We're all going to die. We're going to use up all the Earth's resources. And John Haldren, who was Obama's science czar, came along, and he decided he was going to make it into a problem with the climate. And once they focused on that we were burning too much hydrocarbon fuels and carbon dioxide was going to damage the earth somehow or other.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had a argument against capitalism, because hydrocarbon fuels are the engine of capitalism. So if they could make us afraid that we're going to have, originally it was global cooling, but when they realized 1970s, the global cooling, which had existed since the 40s, was now going to a brief period of global warming, they switched and now we're going to burn up the earth with global warming. So the demon has become the carbon dioxide with hydrocarbon fuels. And the major part of the book is not only explaining how the science makes this proposition completely fraudulent, but exposing that the neo-Marxists, the Alexandria, Ocasio-Cortezes of the world have hijacked this movement so that they are now found a way to make everybody feel, you know, we're all going to die. Children in grade school, you're not going to be able to live to be adults because your parents are foolishly burning gasoline in their cars, and they don't care about you. They just care about their own personal luxury, and they're destroying the earth.
And those kids wouldn't be alive today had it been for the discovery of oil and the energy it would produce. It facilitated a population growth boom on this planet like nothing in recorded history. And it's the basis for how we have so many people alive and how many extraordinary souls have inhabited bodies at this point in time. And these people are so callous in their willingness to disregard the value of life itself that they say it's a great goal if we can just get a lot of these people off the planet. And they're willing to do a slow kill that is, I think, accelerated under the COVID craziness to get us to inject toxic poisons or DNA alternating injections we talked about last hour, that we're willing to kill ourselves. And I say those people should take themselves out. Those of us who like life and want to support life and are helping people to live should be left alone.
Yeah, when the globalists say there's too many people, like Paul Ehrlich in the 80s, and it's continued today, they never mean to eliminate themselves. They want to eliminate us, we're disposable. And so therefore this interglacial warming period that we've been in for about 25,000 years has been a boon to our existence on the planet. You know, we've gone from World War II from a small number of people relatively to now we've got, 7-8 billion people on the planet, and we can handle much more. Because I focus on Julian Simon, a resource economist, who said we'll never run out of these resources, that oil, the peak oil people, 2005, I wrote a book called Black Gold Stranglehold. This is my third book on energy. I argued there, as I do, put a whole chapter in this book, that oil and natural gas hydrocarbon fuels are not fossil fuels. They're natural products of the earth, made even today on an ongoing basis within the mantle of the earth. And I show the equations, which were developed by the German chemists in the Weimar Republic, called the Fischer-Tropsch equations, and those equations show exactly how oil is synthesized. I explain the chemistry in this book in detail and cite the sources. I went to the archives and found microfilm the thousands of documents, military intelligence the United States brought back from Germany after World War II, which had all this information in it. The Germans knew you could synthesize oil and natural gas. They did it. They made airplane fuel, diesel fuel for their tanks. They made gasoline from coal. And the formulas work. So this whole idea that these are, the carbon was locked in these fossil fuels when the plants and animals and bacteria and plankton died, and we're releasing that carbon dioxide into the environment, this is all nonsense.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The global warming period, in which trees have, you know, we're more green the planet today than we've ever been. We are more productive, able to feed, because it's warm. Now, ice ages, we don't do very well during ice ages.
And I mentioned about CO2 in my garden. My plants love the CO2. I couldn't be growing so nicely without it. So it's actually a greening agent in terms of foliage and food, et cetera, and even insects, which are necessary for pollination, do better in a warmer environment. And, you know, all those people that say the glaciers are melting and then everything's going to be underwater, those same people are buying beachfront property and living there, like the Obama.
Well, that's right. I mean, they're not worried about, you know, the oceans rising, like Al Gore says. That's meant to scare us, you know. And now we're going to have lockdowns, okay? Everybody, climate lockdowns are going to now follow COVID lockdowns because we're all going to die from COVID and we're all going to die from global warming. We've got a climate emergency. Well, what's the climate emergency? You know, I mean, so summer's warm.
Yeah.
Look, the major point about carbon dioxide is that when the Earth was formed, there was much more carbon dioxide. In fact, it didn't start receding in the Earth from being a very large percentage of the atmosphere until about 500 million years ago. 175 million years ago, carbon dioxide reduced to 7,500 parts per million of the atmosphere. Today, it's 400 parts per million of the atmosphere. Now, the global warming is, say, well, it's doubled since the Industrial Revolution. Well, that's right. It was 200 parts per million in the Industrial Revolution. That means it is 0.0000, like 0.3% of the atmosphere. Carbon dioxide today at 400 parts per million is a trace element, is trace a molecule in the atmosphere that is barely measurable. It's so small. Mm-hmm. And as I trace Earth's history, 175 million years, we're on a decline. So you can't just take 5 or 6 or the 1990s as warm years and say, uh-oh, now we've got a climate emergency. In 4.6 billion years,
yeah.
5 or 6 years in the 1990s is a data blip.
Boy, it's like taking, you know, just pick a day in the summer, one day out of just one day, and saying that's evidence for whatever you want to say it is. I mean, it's just, it doesn't even rate relative to the entire scale of the history of changes in the climate and or temperatures. And you argue, as well as something we brought up here for many years, the role of the sun.
Yeah.
That indeed, that is what drives climate. That is what drives heat and cold more than just about anything that we could do on this planet. And why are they so loath to acknowledge that among the global warming or climate change alarmists?
Because they want to blame everything in carbon dioxide. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a news flash to the left, you know. Sun heats Earth. I mean, just look outside. Sun heats Earth.
And there are solar minimums, there are solar maximums. You can associate that as well with temperature shifts and climate shifts. And they, you know, there's an ebb and a flow. It's just like, you know, the funny thing people say is like climate change is basically what we used to call the weather.
And, yeah, right.
But an agenda to eliminate population can be very effective for young people that are vulnerable to these powers of suggestion. And I would say this partly, Jerry, the age of oil has created a class of people where we predominate. In other words, it used to be kings and queens and the wealthy elite of old that had servants or slaves. And that my good friend Liam Sheff used to talk about oil as slaves. In other words, the work of how many slaves would it take to give us the lifestyle of leisure that we mostly lead, even if we're renting an apartment, much less living in a home.
Yeah,
we have the ability to live a life and not toil hard, work hard day after day with our physical bodies to know how hard it is really to survive. We have become lazy over generations because oil has provided so much for us. We're not even aware of the work our ancestors did just to get through the day.
You are exactly right. I mean, the entire prosperity we have realized in this global, the interglacial global warming period is a result of having cheap, affordable, plentiful
energy. Yeah.
That can power. We have remarkable. This is what Julian Simon said. He said, you'll never run out of oil. By the time you have exhausted or used a lot of oil, you'll find out there was more than you thought there was. Your technology will be able to get it deeper and more effectively. Resources of oil, natural gas, and coal that you couldn't get before. You'll learn how to build it and use it more cleanly and more efficiently. Mm-hmm. And far before you ever run out of it, you're going to be running your cars on little nuclear batteries like they run the U.S. Navy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other level. Nuclear energy works great until it goes bad.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A death toll in flood-stricken parts of eastern Kentucky climbed to at least 25 and will almost certainly get worse as first responders work to account for missing residents, the state's governor said on Saturday. Governor Andy Beshear said the immediate goal is to get as many people to safety as possible following what officials have described as unprecedented flooding in that area.
We'll move heaven and earth to try to repair the damage. to repair your lives, to rebuild.
The winning ticket for the Mega Millions game with a $1.34 billion jackpot was sold in Des Plaines, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. Illinois Lottery Director Harold May says the winner hasn't come forward yet.
We've seen that the players tend to take more time because they want to make sure that they get their affairs in order and sort of go about it in a, hopefully a strategic way for them and their family.
This is USA Radio News. Extreme heat in the Pacific Northwest will continue until at least Monday. Forecasters say cool air from the Pacific Ocean will blow in Monday. Chris Branson of Reach is driving around to help homeless people in the Seattle suburb cool this weekend.
We've been doing a lot of outreach, making sure folks are staying hydrated, bringing auto pops out. A lot of concern for our folks and where they are, where they're not necessarily welcome due to substance use or behavioral issues, mental health concerns.
At least four people in Oregon died because of the heat wave, which started Monday. And the body of a man who got off an aircraft mid-flight during an emergency landing Friday near Raleigh, North Carolina, has been recovered. The plane landed in the grass at Raleigh-Durham International Airport, according to the FAA. Only the pilot was on board when it landed. The pilot's condition was not released Friday. The co-pilot was identified as Charles Hugh Crooks, 23, from Raleigh. It's unclear if he jumped or fell out of the plane. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And it goes harder.
Well, I'm not saying, I mean, yeah. Yes.
No, I understand the sentiment in terms of innovation.
Innovation.
In a free market where we have already found ways to utilize some of these things that we would say, yes, they indeed pollute things beyond CO2 that are toxic to our bodies. Yet there have been efforts and successful efforts at reducing that, even in utilizing similar technologies based on burning oil, for instance.
Yeah.
So that happens, but they're saying, no, we can't figure that out, so we just got to stop. But that stopping point is the death of billions of people on the planet. But that's what they want.
That's what they want. It started with the Malthusians. They started saying there's too many people on the planet. We're going to run out of resources. We've got to make sure let's kill babies. Let's kill old people. Let's eat. Some of these writers back in the 50s, Harrison Brown at the end of World War II, was actually talking about eugenics. We need to kill the old because they're going to use up too much resources. I mean, these people were insane. But the point is, once, and in the grade schools, you know, look at the Gretas, the children are coming home thinking that their parents are going to, they're never going to live to be adults because the world is going to get so hot they're going to die.
Yeah, and they hate their parents because of this. And it's just like the breakdown of any familial unit, and then they become children of global government.
Yes, give me power. I'll fix it all. I'll shut it all down. Everybody's locked up in their homes. Nobody goes anywhere. I have all the power. Don't disagree with me, because if you do, you're a climate criminal. This is where the neo-Marxists have hijacked the agenda, mm-hmm. and the idea is to destroy capitalism. You know, the I can show you periods, and in the book I do, I go through the glacial periods, which we've had going on as far as we know Earth's history. Okay, so that's also related to the sun, these Milankovitch cycles. The Earth has a orbit around the sun which is elliptical, but sometimes it's more circular. When it gets extremely elliptical, and it does this in cycles of hundreds of thousands of years, we're farther from the sun, and there have been correlations of this elliptical pattern with the ice ages, which come and go. There's a regular pattern to them, just as with the sun. It's sometimes very active, and it's sometimes in minimums. When it's in minimums, it's producing less energy, fewer sunspots, and by the way, Earth gets colder because sun heats Earth. That's where the driving force is.
Gary, are you naturally the smart? Were you born this way? Or are you just a relentless researcher that can't be stopped? I mean, the things you covered in this book, and you're just scratching the surface with some of the stuff I've read only 276 pages in, and I'm going to talk about some other things, but is it just your doggedness of going, I'm going to research, and then I'm going to compile it, and you get this. You're communicating it, not like you just somebody wrote it for you. I can tell you actually went down that road or those roads to get this information out.
Some of this I've been talking about since I was a child, I'm going to tell you. I don't want, I'm not wanting to brag. I mean, my father.
I'm curious about the background, the backstory.
Okay, I'll tell you. Very few people know this. My father fought in World War II. Came back, got a GI Bill of Rights. He got his college diploma from Case Western Reserve in Cleveland, where I was born in 1954. I was about 8 years old. I had read all of his college books. He brought them home. He left them there. There was a bookcase. I read them. I could not believe they were teaching science the way they were. I'd come home and argue with my father and say, this is a joke, right? These are not really your college books. He said, these are my college. I said, okay. So geology, they had uniformitarianism. Earth changes slowly. There's gradual changes. It shifts, but very, very slowly. And I said, well, Dad, we just drove along the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It just opened, 1954. I said, look, I'm looking at the strata of the rock. I see this one's orange, and this one's brown, and the next one's different color.
That didn't look gradual, those shifts in striations. It's like, look pretty sudden relative to the big scheme thing.
My dad said, well, that's Jerry, because, you know, the Earth changed and suddenly. I said, Dad, I'm not talking about, I understand that something was different in the orange period than the deep brown. I want to talk about the line, because it didn't shift and blend. It changed. What happened? That had to be a dramatic, cataclysmic change. Okay? And that was the beginning of my realizing that this was nonsense. I mean, also, I had another one when I was a kid. I mean, I never believed that oil was dinosaur fluid because, you know, how many dinosaurs did it take to make a barrel of oil? Or, you know, I had a cat when it got run over by a car. I buried it in the backyard, okay? So a little bit later, I dug it up and see how the cat looked. No oil, a few bones and feathers, no oil. And I realized that we bury people because they stink, they decompose. The Bible doesn't say dust into oil. You know, the second law of thermodynamics is that we decompose. So I've been arguing from the time I was a kid that it is impossible that oil was formed. It said chemicals are just chemicals. You know, we have organic and inorganic chemistry, because going back into the 200 or 300 years ago, they thought carbon, which is part of living human beings, was living. So living, no, so wait a minute. There's just chemicals. They're neither living nor dead. They're chemicals. You put them in certain formulations, they do certain things. I said, so there's organic chemistry is now study of carbon related issues in chemistry. but it's not because the chemistry is living in carbon. So I always realized that there had to be natural processes, and I had been looking for these equations.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized at the end of World War II, all the German science that we came back with, and I realized that they had created Fischer-Tropsch processes. I was very interested in the bombing in World War II since I was a kid. I used to read the Strategic Bombing Survey, and I came across the bombing of these Fischer-Tropsch processes, and I realized Nazis made synthetic oil. So wait a minute, the Nazis in the 1940s knew that oil could be made synthetically? Why did they tell our geologists? Our geologists still think that the rocks make the oil because they cook the dead stuff into oil. As our geologists are looking for oil and rock, sedimentary rock, and the oil forms in the mantle of the earth, normal processes of hydrogen, carbon, catalysts, forming the chemical reaction that produces hydrocarbon fuels under this temperature and pressure conditions. The oil outgasses through fractures in the bedrock, okay, and you can see it in the deep ocean sea vents like the Lost City vents in the Atlantic Ocean, and the Woods Hole oceanographic teams have gone down there and measured the hydrocarbons coming out of those vents. They wrote an article in Science about 1998 saying that those were made by the Fischer-Tropsch process. I said, aha, here we are. It's okay. Obvious. Okay, and so it's been a great... I also did, you know, the other thing about the dinosaurs, and I cover this in this book, you know, I was raised in Cleveland. Well, Cleveland had a great natural history museum, and you go see these big dinosaurs, you know.
Okay, Jerry, I have to have you pause here because this is a big part of what I want to talk to you about next.
Sure.
And it's exciting because it relates again to things we've talked about on this show for years, and I just love that you bring that out in your book. I'm like, every time I hit a new chapter, I'm like, oh my gosh, he went there too. He covers that. Oh my gosh, nobody's, and most people are going to be totally blown away. What I've done with this show is entertain ideas like this and discussions with doctors and PhDs and lay people that have done research that said, I'm bringing up things that defy what they call consensus reality. You know, we have assumed things are so because we've said it the same way and experts and authoritarians have said it, so we just believe it. And you're not at all dissuaded from throwing wrenches in those belief systems in this book and then backing it up as well, which I love here. So give me a moment. I got to pause, take a breather here, say thanks to some of those that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty of this show. And for those of you who are just tuning in, Jerome Corsi is our guest this hour. It's been a while since we had him on. I'm just enjoying, again, having him back on with his new book. And it's linked up in the show notes today. You can go get it. And, of course, there it is. Thank you, Super Don. The Truth About Energy, Global Warming and Climate Change, Exposing Climate Lies in an Age of Disinformation. Again, well-researched is an understatement, having, you know, covered these subjects over time. But to put it all in one place with your background, I'm just thrilled that this is out. And thank you for sending me that advanced copy so I could read it, at least most of it, to this point, to give me a sense of where you are and what you're doing. Now, in addition to, again, upcoming events, I just want to say thank you as well to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. They have special deals, and of course, everything's happening with inflation right now. Prices are going up. That's not really the case. It's the value of the Federal Reserve note dollar that's going down, and so things are seemingly more expensive. It takes more Federal Reserve notes to do stuff, right? So what we want to do is get you, if you've been thinking about an education into body, mind, spirit, healing realities, Trinity School is ready for you, and they're, you know, the prices I think are going to change in August. So if you've been thinking about getting started, now is a great time. Go to trinityschool.org. Of course, join us together at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo that's happening in the middle of October outside of Chicago, far enough outside of Chicago that I'll even go. It's not right in the heart of it, at Tinley Park Convention Center. That's going to be awesome. Once again, I want to say that we've extended, or I didn't do this, Super Don, and maybe he did it, but we've been talking to you about the clean zeolites. We're talking a little bit about volcanism or volcanic realities coming up with Jerry Corsi. You know, what's interesting is that some of the minerals coming out are in unique forms like the zeolites that are bound to heavy metals. And many people have promoted zeolites to detox heavy metals from your body, but they didn't take the heavy metals out of the zeolites first. So that goes in, it comes out, and they say, look, see what they pulled out of your body? Well, you put it in first. So this company, Touchstone Essentials, has finally figured out a way to clean up these zeolites, put them in a nano-sized colloidal suspension for safe ingestion, four sprays three times a day. It is that simple. And by doing that, you're going to start binding those heavy metals, making it easier for your body to allow them to just kind of usher them on out without burdening your liver and kidneys. Still, I take selenium and other minerals, of course, but this is another adjunct, and you can get it for $5. The first month for $5, free shipping if you're in the United Kingdom, if you're in Canada, if you're in New Zealand, Australia, and other places around the world. See if they can set $5, include shipping. Try it out for a month. You'll probably want to stay on it like I will. And it's an amazing tool in addition to addressing, yes, environmental issues. We're not for poisoning the planet, but again, if you want to stop all oil from being burned, you're going to kill the billions you're proclaiming. I want to save billions of people. No, you're not by doing that. So we have to innovate in a free market. Capitalism, unfortunately, has been hijacked. It's become crony or capitalism, as some has described it. But if we talk about free market innovation, it is not in the best interest of any company to poison you, lest you, in a free market with the common law in force, accuse them of violating your right to life, liberty, and property. Of course, they've been protected by an EPA that is, what, captured by the very industry it's supposed to so-called regulate. That's not the way to go. Centralized bureaucracies are always bought, always corrupted. In freedom, we can figure our way through this, and we can still have energy, and we won't poison ourselves in the same way we have when we were ignorant of that.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved.
I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Scott Bell Show.
Tomorrow, another giant asteroid hit the Earth that we didn't know about. We're constantly saying, oh, this one's coming pretty close. We didn't know about it. We didn't see it. We can't stop these asteroids. We have the Ring of Fire around the Pacific. All this volcanic activity. Someday that's going to blow. When that does, you're going to have another 1,000 years of volcanic activity, and that'll be cataclysmic. It won't be like, you know, 400 parts per million of carbon dioxide going to 400 parts per million, which is what we have today, carbon dioxide, going increasing by 8%, right, you know, or so, to 25% to 500 parts. It's insignificant. Insignificant. It's going to take cataclysmic changes.
Right.
And my whole book is saying, Earth does not change by these uniformitarianisms. Slow, yes, the military, you know, hurry up and wait. You know,
right.
Periods of panic and utter terror and combat interspersed by long periods of boredom in which you're preparing for combat and doing nothing.
All of these human predictions of the end of the world, again, they're predictions. They've been going on since we have recorded history, people predicting the end times. I'm not of the delusion that I know when that would happen, but I appreciate all that you're doing, Jerome Corsi, with your new book and laying it out and having scientific validation. Yes, there are theoretical elements to this as well, but I think they're more in line with, I think, the facts as we can review them as opposed to an agenda to reduce global population artificially with fear-mongering that, you know, we're killing ourselves. So go ahead and kill yourselves faster, right, by the globalists, the population reductionists. And, Jerry, I expect this
book to get, the mainstream media, yeah, don't want what I've written in this book known. The only way it's going to get known is through shows like yours and people picking it up and saying, you got to read the book.
Yeah,
okay, that's why I wrote it. I mean, the monetary aspect of this book, I could make much more money doing other things.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you.
But to your credit, Jerry, you did a book that I think is very important and may, for those that are invested in the science and are willing to look at a history that they have not considered, may very well be able to shift some mindset so we can get some people out of this suicidal, homicidal ideation in terms of getting rid of humans and killing them by claiming that they're killing themselves because they actually want to have access to energy. We could talk about so much more. But I don't have enough time to do it this time. I'd love to have you back on. It's maybe it won't be so long between 2008
sure,
and 2023.
Do we have a couple more? Do we have a couple more minutes, or are we out of time entirely?
Well, we're about out of time, and I'm seeing that your for some reason your internet connectivity is degrading, and I don't know if that's an external force upon us or what, and we're losing the quality of your video and audio signal, and I don't want to in any way compromise the message that you have. So let's book a part two, so it's not so long from now.
Okay, we'll book a part two.
Yeah, so we can.
I want to talk about the mathematics of the climate. I want to talk about how it's about how chaos theory applies. And
yeah,
the idea that you can models or you can predict so much carbon dioxide, so much heating in a feedback system as complex as the Earth is nonsense.
That's where I am in your book right now. The chaos theory. That's where I'm at in the book right now. So we'll have a part two since I only got up to this point. It's perfect timing in that regard. Dr. Jerome Corsi. And of course, the book is The Truth About Energy, Global Warming and Climate Change, Exposing Climate Lies in an Age of Disinformation. Y'all pick it up and tell your friends about it. Yeah, you're right. He's not going to get interviewed on the mainstream networks. I mean, maybe a Tucker Carlson would take this topic up. Maybe. I don't know. But
I'm sure
impressed.
Even if Tucker wants to take it, I bet the higher-ups say no.
Yeah,
they're happy to have me on going to prison because I scored a dollar.
Yeah.
So I rejected Mueller's plea. But this book, they're be afraid of this book.
Yeah.
Too much truth, too much raising issues that confound. I say, political scientists, what is science? Well, read the book and see what
you think. Yes, please do. And it's not what you think it is. I tell you, you read this, it will be extraordinary and a build on some of the things we've talked about and themes we've covered on this show for many years. Jerome Corsi, we'll get you back on soon for part two, okay? We'll get you.
You get it. I'll be come back anytime. You get it. I'll be come back anytime you ask.
All right, Jerry. Thanks so much, my brother. I appreciate you and all your work, and you do great research bringing it all together. That's Jerome Corsi here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after so many years, and we'll get him back on soon for part two. But, yeah, it is well worth the read, and it'll give you some strength in communicating things that, at least for those with open minds that have a scientific bent, will certainly maybe consider it. I know there's a lot of programming in the human species to be willing and able to look at the things that Jerome Corsi has written about. But, again, if you've read official stories, you're going to be like, yeah, you're there, and you're ready.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.